And you're listening on Vermont Public. Good morning, it's 9:35. And it's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Hi, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Well, one thing I remember from watching my sisters work in their flower shops is like when they were creating something, they always had varieties of height and movement and texture with like the greens that they were using. And I bet that same rule kind of goes for the grasses that we can add for our lawns and gardens.
Yeah, especially the ornamental grasses. These are great plants, and I'd love to see more people using them in the landscape in their gardens. They're low maintenance, they have a nice structure to them, and of course they produce a flower head and a seed pod too on them, so they give you four seasons of interest. So through the winter they could be out there swaying in the breeze, just looking beautiful while everything else is buried in the snow. So there's a couple things you should keep in mind, though, with the ornamental grasses. One is you need to find out which kind of grass you have. There are warm season grasses and there are cool season grasses. Now, the cool season grasses, like the feathered reed grass, for example, or the blue fescue grass, those little mounding blue grasses, those love cool weather. So they are already greened up. They look beautiful in the landscape and they'll stay that way all season long. Now, warm season grasses are the real dramatic ones, the fountain grass, the switchgrass, the maidenhair grass, all those grasses that get really tall, sometimes 8 to 10 feet tall, with a beautiful seed heads and flower heads that'll blow around in the breeze. But they want warm temperatures, and guess what we haven't had much of so far? Warm temperatures. Decide which grass you're going to grow, and then decide what to grow around them to hide those brown clumps. So the warm season grasses are great to put somewhere where you can put some bulbs around them, like the daffodils and tulips that'll hide them, geraniums, bleeding hearts, any kind of early blooming, early growing plant that's going to hide that brown, because it'll take a number of weeks before it actually starts greening up. Once it starts greening up, then you can dig it up, you can divide it, make other sections of it, replant it, and it'll look beautiful.
Okay, here is a question. Patricia in Bristol says, I'm convinced I have snake worms on my property. The coffee ground-like castings are all over the ground. Patricia says, I'm wondering what to do with that yard waste. In the past, I've always taken it to Addison County Solid Waste Management in Middlebury, and I put it in their pile to become compost. I'm thinking now that I should probably take anything pulled out as weeds with my trash. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think it probably is fine because, of course, the snake worms or the jumping worms, those are in the soil. And really, that's how they get transferred and moved around, is by people moving potting soil around or plants around that have them in the soil. They tend not to be in the plant stems, but you shouldn't have any problem with bringing it to the solid waste district and having it composted. If you want to make sure that you have jumping worms or snake worms, you can take a third of a cup of mustard seed, put it in a cup of water and boil it, and then just add that water over that area or that bed. The jumping worms will come to the surface and they'll start wiggling crazy-like, and then you can pick them right out. If you want more information about this, Joseph Goros up at UVM has some information. Cornell has some information. There's a lot out there about what you can do about jumping worms.
Barbara in Norwich has this question for you, Charlie. Barbara says, I want to plant a small tree and then beneath it plant various annuals and perennials in a really large galvanized container in a shady spot. I'm thinking of an evergreen tree. Do you have any suggestions for this climate?
Yeah, there are a couple dwarf evergreens that should do okay in Norwich and under those conditions. The dwarf Alberta spruce is one that comes to mind. If you want something really a little bit different looking, you can get some of these tall junipers, like Juniper compressus. And this juniper grows like a pencil, straight up, about 4 or 5 feet tall, which will leave you a lot of room around it to put all your flowers. So I would go check out the garden centers and see if you can find some of these.
Okay, if you've got a question, send it to us. VermontPublic.org, search for All Things Gardening, and submit your question in the post. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.